there's a massive competition which pits nations of the world against nations of the world, and they battle it out in the biggest arena that there is to see who is victorious. What am I talking about, Cressingtons?
Junior Eurovision!
Correct! Welcome to Nullpoix!
Nullpoix is shameful.
Nullpoix is lack of respect for Euros.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nullpoint is no fun.
Yes, indeed.
That was good.
You weren't talking about the World Cup there, Martin, were you?
Well,
you were talking about Junior Eurovision, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that was a joke. That was a joke. I was pretending to be talking about the World Cup. It's very witty.
Very, very witty indeed. Yeah, welcome. I am Laura. That's Martin. This is Nullpoix. We're talking about all things Eurovision, not the World Cup. And we've got plenty to talk about because, as we said, it is Junior Eurovision coming up very shortly, which might be why you hear this episode a little bit earlier than we normally would, because it wouldn't make sense otherwise. We're going to be talking all about that, picking our favourites, who we think is going to win in just a moment. But we've got plenty of other Eurovision news coming up as well.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And we'll get to that in just a second because there is a lot of it to bring you. I don't know why there's all of a sudden loads, but fine it's by
just,
me.
Just what happens, Martin? Yeah. It's just the passage of time. It gets closer to Eurovision.
But first, I will very quickly, just very gently alert you to the existence of Patreon, because we are there on Patreon. We are ready and willing to take any small amounts of loose change that you could digitally throw our way.
You find out the back of the sofa, your digital sofa.
If you've got any digital money in your digital sofa and you can digitally send it over to us, then digitally do that, because it would be very kind of you. We don't do this because we want to make any money. We just do it for fun.
No, we don't. Otherwise, we'd have failed.
Yes, we would have failed big style. But if you do fancy just giving us a little bit of money just to go towards the running of this, that would be very kind. Patreon.com/Nullpoix is where you need to go, and all the details are there. Enough of that. Let's talk about Liverpool, of course, the host city for Eurovision 2023. And as usual, there are certain things that happen in every host city. Liverpool is no different, and details already of some of the things that are going to be going on in Liverpool that kind of make up this whole Eurovision carnival that comes to town.
Indeed. So normally you get something, I don't think we did get it really in the same kind of way this year with Turin, but normally you get a kind of Eurovision fan club, and that's open for the whole week and normally a bit before the week of Eurovision. And they have lots of events. There's lots of past Eurovision winners and entrants, and the OGAE, which we talk about a lot on this show, which is like the official fan club, and it's made up of 42 fan clubs of Eurovision from across the world. They kind of run this Euro Club, and it's a fan event that happens, and they've announced where that's going to be for Liverpool, and the venue is called Camp and Furnace.
And I'm assuming that's a pub of some... It sounds like a pub, doesn't it?
Oh, it's not a... I mean, I could kind of get why you would think that, because it's and. No, it's a bit more of a proper venue than just like a pub.
It was just a pub.
I mean, Martin's showing he has no clue about these parties, because they never just do it at a pub. Because they have people perform,
Martin. I know
Martin.
They do. I've seen the infrastructure of it before. Remember when we were in Stockholm?
You've seen the infrastructure, right?
I've seen the infrastructure, okay?
Yeah.
It's a big thing,
yeah. And I mean, there will be smaller events as well, I imagine. It becomes a whole big thing, doesn't it? So it's this place called Camp and Furnace. The important thing to note is that you will have to get tickets to attend these events. It's not like you could just kind of rock up. They're going to be set on sale early next year. And basically, it's just a thing of keep your eye on it. It's going to be from Friday the 5th to Saturday the 13th of May that there's going to be all these events going on at Euroclub. And it's good to see it back in a proper form, because as I mentioned, it wasn't really there in Turin, was it? There was a kind of unofficial place, and lots of unofficial places. It was a little bit confusing when we were there working it all out. So it's nice to see its return.
Yeah, other things that are going to happen. We only absolutely know of one of them, which is the Fan Village. That is back. They have confirmed that. I don't think we know exactly where that's going to happen yet. It's usually in a big square, so take your pick in Liverpool, but that's where you can go as a fan, usually for free. It's been free every time we've been, and you can watch the Eurovision and the semi-finals as well on big screens. It's a great thing. We do that every year and go and chat to fans and things like that. That is going to be happening in Liverpool. It'd be very odd that it isn't. But they've also been talking about, and this, by the way, coming from Liverpool's assistant mayor and cabinet member for culture and visitor economy, Councillor Harry Doyle. Harry Doyle has been saying that they're going to have the Fan Village, and also
Harry Styles.
Not Harry Styles, no, but Harry Doyle. And he says that they're going to have lots of other exciting Eurovision activity. We hope to see businesses and organisations stage across the region. So that's very much a placeholder comment there, isn't it? Something's going to happen. We're going to have the Fan Village. Something's going to happen. And there's going to be some stuff. So that's good.
Moving on now to just a little bit of announcement on Ireland and how their national final is going to go for Eurovision. That's going to happen on the 3rd of February, but we've got a little bit more information about how it's going to happen. Now, we've had a discussion before. Kian, who messaged in, had some thoughts on how that national final should go. And one of the thoughts they had was to get rid of the judging panel they had on the show, saying there was no need for them, nothing else to say about that. Well, Kian, they've listened. Because it sounds like they are getting rid of this studio panel, which was also served as the national jury. That's not coming back in this national final. I'm sure Kian will be quite happy about that. It sounds like they're attempting to shake things up a little bit, at least for this national final. And goodness me, Ireland does need it.
It really does, doesn't it? A lot of negative things have been said about that that studio panel.
Yeah, it's worth saying it's still going to be happening at this Late Late Show special, so that hasn't changed at all. So it's just the judging panel, they're able to give their kind of honest opinion this time. You know, they don't have to sugarcoat things, but they won't be allowed to vote. So it's kind of, they're there. They have to give their thoughts about it, but they're not going to be able to vote on anything, which I think a lot of people were a bit annoyed about, you know, why they were there. So they are kind of there, but they don't have a reason anymore.
So there's going to be six entries, which is, this is going to happen on the 3rd of February. Two of them fast-tracked, going straight through to the final. And this jury, this panel, as you say, not going to have any input into actually doing it, but they are allowed to talk. And the big issue had been before that they'd just been saying nice things, nothing really very constructive, and it had just been all too nicey-nicey, and nobody really got anywhere with anything because everybody just gone, oh, yeah, that was great. Oh, that was great as well. Oh, wasn't that great? And that's no way to do anything.
Yeah, and there will be a national... It is a little bit confusing, all of this, but, you know, as much as every national final is, I try and get it in my head about everything, but it is difficult. There is going to be a national jury, and that's going to be consistent of other people who are not on the studio panel. So get that all into your heads as well. Yeah. There'll also be a televote.
We can't stress this enough. The studio panel really is pointless. It's surplus to requirements and it's gone. It's out of there.
I do like this little moment that RTE talked about, you know, who applied for this. They had 330 songs around and they were talking about some of the applications. Some of them were completely useless, they said. And for example, some people just covered songs by Oasis and Ariana Grande, which would be ineligible to compete at Eurovision because it's got to be original song.
They didn't get the memo on that.
Didn't get that memo. Yeah, very funny. There you go.
This is the big moment now then, and this is what this podcast, this episode of this podcast, I should say, is all about. And it's because on Sunday, it is Junior Eurovision. It's something that we don't really talk a huge amount about on this podcast because, and I don't know why, we should talk about it more.
Well, I wanted to say, I think we do normally a bit, we have done in previous years, but I feel like this year, because there's been so much to talk about with the UK running actual Eurovision, we've maybe let it slip a little bit more just because there's been so much else. Normally we build up to Junior Eurovision a bit more because there's less to talk about, to be honest, and it's a big thing to talk about. But I feel like the UK, you know, hosting it has let it slip. But we are going to talk about it now. And the running order is out.
16 songs from various European countries in the running order for Junior Eurovision 2022. I shall run through them as quickly as I possibly can in the order they will appear. So we've got the Netherlands, Poland, Kazakhstan, Malta, Italy, France, Albania, Georgia, Ireland, North Macedonia, Spain, the United Kingdom, Portugal, Serbia, Armenia and Ukraine finishing off the evening. Now what we've done is we've come up with a few of our favourites that are worth looking at just from our point of view, things that we think are going to do well, maybe worth watching out for if you do plan on watching this time round. Cress, do you want to start on this?
Yes, and it's worth saying, actually, that with that running order, I think the UK has a pretty good chance because, you know, we always look at statistics for Eurovision, but obviously the same thing really applies for Junior Eurovision. Only 3 songs, did you know, Martin, from the first half in Junior Eurovision have managed to win the contest. That was Croatia in 2003, Georgia in 2008, and Armenia in 2021. So the UK there in at 12 out of 16, so well into the second half. Of course, Ukraine last, and you know, it'd be interesting to see, will there be the same feeling towards Ukraine in Junior Eurovision as we clearly saw in actual Eurovision. Very interesting to see if that will repeat itself. But yes, as you said, we've listened to all the songs and we've had a little thought about which ones we like. I've kind of got 2, I think, that I like the most. So if it's all right, I'll go into both
of them. Well, I've got 2 as well, so yeah. That's fine.
Good.
We'll have 2 each.
I'm glad we both didn't listen to our own rules. Well, this, I mean, it doesn't bode well for this, considering what I just said about the stats, but I really like Netherlands, and that was Luna and La Festa. Not Uncle Festa, it's La Festa, which I believe means kind of party. Get ready for La Festa. This, it was because it felt very unlike what I was expecting from the Netherlands. Definitely in the sense that it's got this more kind of Mediterranean vibe to it, which we don't normally expect from the Netherlands. I think Luna is great. I thought she was really up for, you know, performing and really selling this idea of the party. So I really enjoyed that. I thought, she was great. And it was just a good, catchy sort of party atmosphere song, which I'm always up for.
I'm going to go with my first suggestion now.
Go on.
Which is this. It comes from, and I should say, I, by sort of chance and sort of planning, have picked songs that have been doing quite well. I was going to say with the bookies, they're not actually doing bookies favourites on this, but
no.
They've been running internet polls.
Right.
And these seem to be coming out kind of quite well. I'm talking about Armenia, which is doing really, really well in some of the online polls at the moment. This is Nair, and it's called Dance! Exclamation mark. I think this song is really, really modern. It's kind of, it's upbeat, but there's a darkness to it, which I think is a style that's really working well at the moment. You can kind of hear that dark underbelly of the song, that driving bass line. I can kind of imagine this song, you know, when James Bond in a James Bond movie goes to like a really swanky club where there's some dodgy dealings going on in the background.
Well, this there's is some Junior Eurovision entrance singing.
And the Junior Eurovision entrance are there
there's
as well.
13-year-olds in the corner.
They're there. Dodgy goings on. Bond's sort of running through the club. He's got his gun out. That's what's going on there. A really, really good entry from Armenia this year. And I think this could do really well. And according to the votes online as well that have been coming in, you know, what people have been saying, this seems to be quite popular.
Right, so my second one then, and I don't know if this is just me maybe being a little bit biased, having a lot of Irish heritage.
Okay.
Yeah, don't know if I've got a bit of a soft spot for Ireland, but I really did like Sophie Lennon, and here it is. You can hear this one. This is Solas. I like the fact that, you know, she's singing in Gaelic. I think that's really beautiful. I think she sings it beautifully, and I think it's just something a little bit different, but it's still got a bit of an edge to it. And I, you know, it, in comparison to, you know, there's the Spain with Senorita, there's Armenia Dance, there's Netherlands La Festa, there's a lot of those kind of typical songs, which I do like. I do think they're good, but I think it's nice that Ireland have gone with maybe a bit more kind of prettier, slower ballad. And I think Sophie really pulls it off. I think she's got a really nice voice.
Can I just say as well, before I give you my final choice, overall, all 16 of the entries this year, the quality is so good. I mean,
definitely,
if you were just hearing this, if you couldn't sort of see on the TV that they are kids, you wouldn't, I don't think, with a lot of them, you wouldn't know.
I agree. I think if you told someone who didn't know, you know, anything about Eurovision, and you were like, oh, these are the entries for this year, for most of them, I don't think, you know, they obviously couldn't see them if they were just listening to it. For most of them, I don't think people would be able to tell at all, because, like, you know, the singing voice is that good.
It's a testament to the songwriters as well.
True.
Really strong songwriting, which means that they've put some effort into this, which is great to see. But also, as you say, it's the singing as well. They are very, very accomplished, despite being so young. And with that in mind, I want to talk about, and this is the quote-unquote bookie's favourite, as I said, no bookie's favourite this time round, but this is what a lot of the internet is saying will win, and it's the UK. And don't forget, the UK back in the competition for the first time in years.
Yeah.
It hadn't been taking part since, you'll tell me the correct date, it's gone out of my head, but the mid-noughties, wasn't it, that they last performed in Junior Eurovision. The UK is
since
back.
Since 2005.
There we go. I did think it could be 2005, but I didn't want to be in Correction Corner. Because I didn't want to be in Correction Corner with it.
See, this is how you've made him anxious, everybody.
I know. I tread on eggshells every time I come on this podcast. God. Yeah, the UK is back with a bang in the form of Freya Sky. This is Lose My Head. Yeah, you get what you want when you want it. Your kind should have come with a warning. Again, another really modern sounding song. You can hear this on the radio up and down the country, right across Europe. This would sit really well. I think it sounds a little bit, there's something about Ava Max about it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And
yeah, yeah.
She, I mean, Ava Max, obviously, there's something different, I think, about Ava Max pop songs. And I think you get something different with this. It really stands out. Freya's got an incredible voice. Her performance is great as well, from what I've seen of that on the videos that they've been putting up online. I think there's everything to play for here for the UK.
Yeah.
And especially the UK.
That'd be great.
It would be great. The UK riding a great wave, of course, after doing so
well. We'd host it twice.
Well,
in a year.
Oh yeah, oh my word.
Where
would
great,
we get the money?
It?
We'd have to sell some. We'd have to sell Graham
Norton.
We'd
be broke. Oh, the BBC would go down, but never mind. I mean, and it's worth saying, it's just worth reminding people, especially if you're in the UK, and you're like, oh, okay, I might actually watch it this year. It is being broadcast for the first time on the BBC this weekend. And that's Sunday, 11th of December. It's coming live from Armenia. You can watch it there from 7 p.m. UK time. Oh, sorry, the voting window starts from 7 p.m. UK time. And it's worth saying, I guess, as well, a little bit about the voting, just in the sense that it's a 50-50 vote, and 50% of the votes come from online voting, and that's from any country. It doesn't have to be a country taking part, which is how Eurovision voting is going to be next year. So, you know, if you've not seen the way that voting happens before, that's how they do it in Junior Eurovision. 50% of the votes come from online voting, the other 50% from votes from a professional jury from each of the countries taking part.
If you have seen a lot of these entries and you have thoughts on them, would love to hear them. Also, if you're listening to this just before Junior Eurovision, or maybe you've just caught it just after and you actually saw it, you go and watch Junior Eurovision, tell us what you thought and we can talk about it in our next podcast, because we'd love your thoughts on it. Any of the ways that they do things, because we were saying in the last episode, sometimes the way, the format stuff that they trial out in Junior Eurovision makes its way onto Adult Eurovision eventually.
And I'll just say as well, I have, sorry, found the actual time that it's starting on Sunday. It's a bit of a weird time, but I guess it makes sense because it's Junior Eurovision. It starts at 3 p.m. On Sunday. So that's the thing. If you've got stuff you're doing in the evening, you can still do that. But, you know, have a little sit down in the afternoon, watch a bit of Junior Eurovision. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Do it, do it, do it. And tell us what you thought. Details of how to get in touch at the end of the podcast. Cressy, something you want to do?
I guess.
Flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap that Eurobop.
Oh, it's Flop That Eurobop, the bit of the podcast where in this episode, Cress takes the turn to sing a Eurovision song really badly, and it's me having to do the guesswork trying to work out what on earth she is singing. You can play along with this as well. Really like you to get involved. It's a bit of fun. We're usually both absolutely terrible at it.
Yeah.
What's
the singing
that
and
Eurovision
the guessing
song? Yeah, what's the bop this week, Cress? Go
right
for it.
Well, okay, I never really plan how I'm going to sing these until the moment, so I'll just kind of get it in my head. All right, okay.
Oh.
I think I gave you quite a lot there.
Yeah, you did. And oh, now then, this is, I feel like I know this.
Yeah.
I definitely recognize it.
And there is kind of, you'll see why I've picked this, is what I'll say.
Definitely recognize it, but this is so irritating. You've gone with the Cartman voice again, I notice.
It's kind of all I do.
Right, I'll need it one more time. Before that happens, if you know it from that, tell us about it. nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com or on Instagram or on Twitter or on whatever. Get in touch. Patreon if you're on there. Tell us what you think it is right now, and Cress is going to give that's a Eurobop, another flop, if you don't mind.
I'll try and do a different voice. I'll kind of just do a dog barking. My neighbours must be like, what the hell is she doing?
Yeah, but to be honest, they think that quite often, I imagine.
Yeah, they think that anyway. Yeah.
This is going to be so irritating because I really feel like I know it.
Do you want kind of a clue? I kind of was giving you a little bit of a clue.
Yeah, I'll take a clue.
Considering the theme of the episode, there was a specific reason why I chose this song. And I will say it is a Eurovision song.
Okay, my guess then, based on that, is that you've picked someone who was in Junior Eurovision that then went on to represent the country in Adult Eurovision.
Correct.
The only person I can think of who that applies to is the Mamas from Sweden. No. Or Destiny from Malta. Did she do it? Oh, that little facial expression says it's Destiny from Malta, but I tell you, I could not tell you the name of the song.
I can't remember the name of the song. Martin, this is like one of your favourites.
I know.
You've forgotten it.
Je me casse?
Yeah!
It's Je me casse, come on!
Well done. With a lot of prompting and hints, you got there. You got it. Yes, it's Destiny from Malta with Je me casse, because she did represent Malta in Junior Eurovision. And then she went on to represent it in Eurovision as well.
Oh, I'm quite pleased with myself, actually.
I know there was a lot of help,
but I still, you know, I got there eventually.
All right,
and I'm very pleased with that.
Move on.
Don't take it away
great
from me. Next week, this will return and you'll get another edition of
Stop That Eurobop.
G Jolly good. Well done, Martin. Well done. You got there in the end. Mm. And if you did get there way before Martin, you probably did, because goodness knows it took him a long time. Oh. You can get in touch with us, of course. Email us at nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. And remember, if you're a patron, you could contact us on Patreon, because we put up our Patreon episodes 24 hours before anyone else gets them. So you're privy to that kind of early episode, at least 24 hours. And Richard, one of our patrons, in reply to the bullying of me last episode, said, "Bigging up the love for Laura. She's a cracker and no mistake." Thank you, Richard. I appreciate
That's
it.
That's what I was saying, you know, though. I was saying that.
It wasn't. But thank you. I'm glad, you know, the listeners are sticking up for me in this. Thank you very much, Richard.
I was sticking up for you.
Okay, whatever. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter. We are at Poirnull on Twitter. As well, Instagram. We were asking you last week, do you listen to us on Spotify? If so, are we in your Spotify Wrapped? Thank you to Andre, who got in touch on Instagram, which is Nul Poir Podcast, saying we're in his top three. So thank you very much, Andre, for that.
Andre.
Nice to know.
Lovely stuff. Thank you very much indeed. I'm not even sure that Nul Poir's in my top three, and it's all I listen to on Spotify now.
Right. Okay. It's a bit awkward, Martin.
It's a little bit orcs. Anyway, never mind. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of Nul Poir, all about the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Remember, if you watch it, please do tell us what you thought, because we really, really want to know, especially about, you know, what do you think about who wins? What do you think about the format differences that you think could work in adult Eurovision that you see happen in Junior Eurovision? All of that stuff. We love it. We love it. We love it. We want to hear from you. And here's Cress with how to get in touch.
Well, I mean, I have literally just said it, but I can say it again if you want.
Do you know what? I zoned out for a second.
God, he went into autopilot there. And can I just say, he doesn't listen to this podcast on Spotify. He's clearly not bloody listening to it as it goes out in real time. My God. I'll say it again, shall I?
Do you know what I was thinking about? Do you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about what I'm having for my tea.
Oh, my God. This is what I have to work with. Richard, do you want to come on? Should we get rid of Martin? Get him out, for God's sakes. NullPoirPodcast@gmail.com, at Poirnull on Twitter, NullPoirPodcast on Instagram. God, this is what I have to work with, everybody.
I'm sorry about that. Right, I'll try and be more alert next time. Can't guarantee anything. See you again on the next edition of Nul Poir.
Nul Poir.
I am having for my tea.
Oh, I don't care.